Ben is feeding the sound of the stream back into Zoom. Those of you who are now listening to the podcast, which has just started, we are in the middle of setting our stream up, which I have not advertised because I don't know what the YouTube link is.
Maybe I'll just make that part of the, when I send you the Zoom link, I'll send you the YouTube link.
Yeah.
Too. I don't know why I don't do that.
That would be what a nice person would do after doing every single thing to set up the stream and the other guy doesn't do anything.
Right, except why, sits there and be charming.
Why not do...
Rather nobody watch anyway.
Even more stuff. You know what's great about this, so, Ben? This is what I think. If all of a sudden we end up getting like 5 million viewers or whatever, we will be so practiced at doing this. They're going to be like, how can they be so calm? Just like with our show. Yeah, we would just walk out there and...
Oh, crap. Yeah.
It's almost like it wasn't even happening.
Delete that.
But it was.
Yeah. We're calm because this is episode 267.
267, and I doubt that there is a person who has listened to every single episode. I know Jennifer hasn't listened to every single episode. Steven, maybe.
If anybody has that honor, it's McCandless.
Yeah. So...
I'm sure he'll let us know.
Just a little bit of a personal note about me for those of you who are watching the stream. I have been using Dr. Squatch, which is a deodorant. Famously doesn't use a lot of harsh chemicals, things like that. But what it isn't is an antiperspirant. It is simply a deodorant. So every once in a while when I'm like... like that. I sometimes go, oh, maybe I am leaking out of my arms. Who's to say?
Well, I don't think they make the brand of deodorant that I use anymore. It's a little frustrating. However, I did go through a phase where I wore antiperspirant instead, and I think it's the aluminum that is inside antiperspirant that was irritating my skin.
Yeah, that'll do it.
So stop using that.
Hey, speaking about which, I'm sure you already knew this, but... I got vaccinated.
Oh yeah, look at that!
Right,
you got your first shot.
And I haven't taken the Band-Aid off yet. It's been two days, and I've kept the Band-Aid on.
So how you feeling?
I'm feeling all right. The reason I thought about it was because I was doing this. The one thing is that I got the shot in my left arm. They let you choose which arm to use. And I talked to a guy, and I didn't think about this before I got it, but I got it on my non-dominant hand, right? I'm like, oh, yeah, I don't want my right arm to be sore. But I talked to a guy later who was like, no, you should get it in your dominant hand because the thing that makes it stop aching so much is when you constantly use it.
Oh, really?
So you should get it in your dominant hand. Now... The thing that I didn't think about is my iPhone hand is my left hand. So it works out. It worked out anyway. But yeah. I didn't feel bad.
It's really funny because you consider Washington State to be a pretty progressive state. However, I'm not allowed to get a vaccine until I just got a text today, April 15th.
Huh. Well,
Even then, when I'm eligible, it's probably going to be a while until I'm actually able to get one because of everybody who's going to get in line in front of me.
Do you know what version it is? What type?
No, I don't.
Illinois.
I'll take whatever they give me.
Illinois is the Pfizer vaccine, and I've had several people ask me, isn't the Pfizer the bad one? And it is. It's also the only one that Illinois is providing at this time. So
the Pfizer one though has the highest efficacy rate.
Yeah,
though, doesn't
yeah,
it?
That's right.
Is that what they mean when they say the bad one?
Yeah, that's what they mean.
Okay,
they mean it's the one that makes you feel bad. They're like, uh oh, you got the one. So here's the thing: dose number one didn't make me feel bad. This is not scientific, what I'm about to say, but anecdotal evidence is that the second shot is the one that makes you feel bad.
I've heard that.
Here's another thing that that I will say. When I was there, someone had a bad reaction. You're not allowed to take cameras in or take pictures or whatever. Someone had a bad reaction. All the people just went to where that person was, got them out of there.
I take it this wasn't a drive-thru vaccination place.
No. This is it was a convention center, kind of. It was set up. There were military people all over the place. It was great. I mean, here's the thing. For a guy like me, it felt awesome. It was like a scene out of a movie. They tell you where to go, where to stand, you know, all this kind of stuff. Very nice, very professional, very, you do this, okay, wait there, okay, now go here. Okay, now, there was never a time for me to get lost, never a time for me to wander off. Someone had eyes on me the whole time. And
that's like when I went to go meet Bruce Springsteen at LA Bay Book Company.
Yeah, probably it's similar. Yeah,
crowd control at its finest.
Yeah, maybe it's just for you and me, but for me, so efficient, it felt really, really good. I could have been in a cattle car, right? And been getting a bolt through my head at the end of it. And I still would have been like, you know, these guys, they really are putting me right to the, there's a gate here, and I know that these are electrified here. So, but it was great. So there's a guy at my local comic book store that I saw when I was there, asked him afterwards how he felt. He felt fine. I said, you know, did you see that guy? He said, yeah, it was 2 feet away from me. Younger guy, right? Don't know, but control group, Jennifer went the day after me. No one had any problems in her line. So, you know, this isn't Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, I imagine that sort of medical emergency immediately after getting the vaccine is a pretty rare occurrence.
Well, this is the thing. They keep you 15 minutes afterwards for observation because when people do have problems, it's usually within the first 15 minutes.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I did not know that.
So
when you in those drive-thru vaccination places, they make you just like go park someplace for 15 minutes?
Well, maybe. I don't know if they're Pfizer or not, but maybe. I mean, yeah, they might have you drive up, vaccinate you, and then observe you for however long.
Yeah.
But, Yep,
so he's still over there.
What's that?
Like, he's over there. I can see him.
No, yeah, exactly.
Consider him observed.
Yeah, you wouldn't want someone just driving off. I told you about this back when I lived in Seattle. Not Highland Park, but when we were living at Mount Baker, me, Jennifer, and Betty. Every once in a while, I would take the bus, and I would be at this one bus stop that was near, you know, there's like a what do you call that? A overpass, maybe, or some sort of street
where
that goes up.
Street goes over another street,
and there's a wall that's a big structure for that overpass or whatever.
Okay,
all right. A guy ran a red light. I'm like, huh, that guy ran a red light, and then he crashed into that wall, and it was because he had a heart attack.
Yeah.
In his car while he was... So that is something. Those drive-thru places, I don't think that they just let you go. They better not if it's the same problem. But yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
So, you know, people were like, oh, you don't know what's in it. And I got two things. One, I was in basic training. And they shoot you through with all sorts of stuff. You know, and that's one thing. But number two... You don't know what's in it. Okay. So what
you world... eat a hot dog, you don't know what's
exactly.
in
it. Exactly. That's my point. What world are we living in? Where because that's the thing. They're like, "Oh, you know, they might want to poison you or track you or whatever."
I've done my research on the internet. It's full of things you don't want in your body. Spend at least a half an hour.
How would they use that as the mechanism instead of something else? If you believe in an all-powerful government that's trying to do bad things to you, how is this any different than any other? Why don't they just put you to sleep while you're in your bed at night and take you out in a van and do whatever? You know what I mean? It's
really funny how people who are the most conspiracy-minded about, like, how government is trying to control everybody also, like, probably complain about how ineffective government is.
Right. It's two sides, right? Like, they're evil and sneaky and also can't do anything right.
They can't fill the pothole in front of my street, but they're putting a chip into my arm to watch me 24/7.
Now, I used to be one of those guys, so I'll tell you what it is. You've got two different governments. You've got the bad government.
Oh, I
and
see.
And then you've got the secret government, and the secret government is the effective
public,
one.
The public-facing government.
Hey, speaking of the public-facing government, it's Edward. Hey, buddy.
I just realized I'm wearing the same t-shirt that I wore last week.
Dude. I am also wearing the same t-shirt I wore last week.
it's our podcasting shirt.
Our laundry cycles have synced up.
Exactly. Well, you know, they say if you podcast with someone for a while, that happens.
Happy Trans Visibility Day, by the way, Ben.
Happy Trans Visibility Day today.
I took today to put my pronouns in my social media profile. Betty talked to me about it. Said that it's a good idea to do it.
Especially for people with he, him, and she, her pronouns, because it normalizes non-binary pronoun usage.
Well, and here's the thing. I used, because this is an option, he, they. And here's where I go with that. I think we've talked about this. I think they is already used. Love it. But you know what I mean? The word they is already used in documentation all the time as a singular pronoun. And I think it's going to become more normalized. And so I think everyone, even people who use he, she pronouns, should get used to also being called they. Now, I think the option for our non-binary friends should be, you know, you can use just they and that's fine, right? Or whatever you want to use. But I think they should be a default option that you use all the time. And this is the one that I always pull out these days. Because I used to use you and they're like, well, you could be, you know, whatever. The word I went to the store, right? There is no reason why a man's version of I and a woman's version of I have to be the same, right? It's just the way that our language works. There could be a pronoun I that women use and a pronoun I that men use, where, you know, so I'm just coming up with this, and please, if you're listening to this in the future and you're going to start some weird man-woman thing, don't do this. But hi for me and shy for, hi for I male and shy for I female. So hi went to the store, I say. My wife says, Shy went to the store, to differentiate so that when the person's listening to that, they'll know, okay, this speaker is a woman or this speaker is a man. You could do that. English doesn't have that, though. English allows I to be used whether you're identifying as a male or a female. No reason why they can't be that way as well, I feel like.
Yeah, it's. I still struggle with it though. Like, I have many non-binary and gender fluid friends who use they them pronouns, and I'm still at the point where I have to sometimes I screw up and I stop. Sometimes I have to stop and think about it. And yeah, it's fortunately the people that I know are very forgiving.
Yeah, I feel
but
like
if you like show a willingness to learn and adapt, you're okay as opposed to just being a jerk.
Yeah, I feel like, well, here's the thing, right? If you low battery.
Paul, I've lost you.
I'm low battery. Can you see me? Okay. I gotta go put my phone in. So, but you'll still be
you
able
would
to hear
think
me.
This would be something. You would think this would be something that you took care of before we started.
What? Wait, now would you? Would you really?
You're complaining.
Or would
would
you hope it would be something that I would do?
Is this something that I need to add on to the weekly email where I send you the Zoom link, I send you the YouTube link, and I also have to remind you to plug your device in?
And the Zoom link, and then also remind me to plug in my phone. Okay.
My God, I need a checklist.
So here's what I would say. Your friends who use they, them pronouns exclusively, most likely when you met them, they weren't using they, them pronouns.
For a majority.
So that's something that's more difficult because you're switching in your head. For instance, if I told you that from now on, because this is something I did at work, from now on, I want to be known as Goody, not Paul. I've explained this, right? Why?
No, you haven't.
There's another guy.
Are there too many Pauls?
There's another guy named Paul who gets, he doesn't get in trouble, but he has a higher stakes job than me. And often people say, oh, you've got to talk to Paul about that. And people will talk to me thinking that I'm the guy they're supposed to be talking to. And I'm like, okay, no, right. I'm not that guy. I can't help you. So I want them to call me Goody so that when they hear that, they know, because there's no other Goody there. Should be fine. With that in mind, if I told you, Ben, start calling me Goody, it would take you less time than many because we have Goody Lawrence. So you're used to me being referred to as that. But someone who only knows me as Paul, trying to do that, my name's going to be Pa Goody for a while. Like, just like when Betty would talk to me and Jennifer, right? My name was Mom Dad, and her name was Dad Mom, because she didn't know which one to call us. She was always confused. So she would call, finally, you know, once she started learning, she would be like, oh, Dad, Mom, you know, she would know that she had to switch, but it would take her a second. Whereas if, in the future, you meet someone, and when you meet them, you know that they're using they pronouns, they, them, I think you will have a much better time doing it.
Yeah, and it's not just pronoun usage, it's name usage too, like you say. Like if you wanted me to call you Goody, I'd probably respect that because I respect you, but you know, I'd probably still call you Paul because we've known each other long enough that I can pretty much call you whatever I want.
I owe you that much, if nothing else.
but like my one of my uncles, my mom's brother, changed his name. He went through a large midlife crisis, had some trauma, and emerged from it on the other side. And now his name is basically, it's the same derivation of his full name. He's just going by a different derivation.
Are you talking I'm not going to guess this one for sure, but let's say, for instance, he at one point in time went by Andy, and now he's going by Drew. Like that?
Exactly. Okay. Something like that. Yeah. So, out of respect, we all call him his new name, but my mom still calls him by his old name, and I don't get upset about it on his behalf because I'm like, she's his older sister. She can call him whatever she wants.
Yeah.
It's that kind of relationship. Now, if, say, a different family member had come out as transgendered or gender fluid and wanted a name change like that, then there might be discussion because then it kind of verges on, like your internal identity. I have no way to explain it, but like if mom had this mythical other sibling that that, you know, was born a biological boy and now wants to be known as a woman and goes and identifies as such, a mom, but mom still called her sibling from the boy as a boy's name, we might have to have a discussion.
Right, because at that point, you have to think about the motivation, right? When people dead name somebody, they're doing it on purpose to get at them and to cause them pain.
For the most part. Yeah.
Oftentimes.
Yeah. There's ignorance involved, innocent ignorance involved in some.
There can be.
Like I said, if you're willing to learn and adapt and change, then, you know, you apologize, you use the proper name, and you move on.
Right, exactly. And eventually it becomes second nature. I'm trying to think of, I have some friends who I called by one name that now I call by another name, and it's super easy. You know, I was going to actually use an example, but then I was like, no, that's the exact thing that we're trying to not do. So no, I won't. But yeah, I've gotten better at that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
It's funny, we're middle-aged now, you know? Like,
we're old people.
Yeah, it's crazy, but hopefully things will be good. I know that somebody, you know, 30 years from now, and I know whenever I say this, Ben, you're like, oh, come on, that's not going to happen. But I feel like in the future, people will be starved for content, and we're gonna blow up.
We're gonna blow up.
People are gonna be. You know, so crazy. They're gonna use the live stream and the audio because we've got so much material that they're gonna create two characters off of us and have us doing things that we never dreamed of. I still love the idea, Ben, that the reason that I'm me and I'm here right now talking to you is because I am in a simulation, and I'm in a simulation specifically because they were able to mine our podcast for content. And that's why I can't remember large chunks of my life that existed before I knew you.
Yeah, well, you know, I watched a movie called Glitch in the Matrix, uh-huh, where a lot of that is laid out.
Yeah.
And in fact, I want to talk to you about something because I brought up something recently.
Yeah.
Blair and I were having a conversation about, because it's Passover.
Yeah.
And we were having a conversation about, not religion, but like ideology, like life and death ideology. Like,
yeah.
What do you really believe when you die?
Speaking of one thing, the hot dog that I ate, 100% beef. I just want to lay that out there. It's a Hebrew National jumbo 100% beef hot dog. Not eating bacon during Passover, if I can help it. And
right.
Hot dog made out of bacon, though. I mean, come on. Sorry. Ben, you were talking. You had a point.
I'll come back to
and
that.
And I...
Because...
Yeah.
Because you said something in the movie that I thought about.
Yeah.
Because when, you know, I'm a religious, right?
Yeah.
I don't believe in a higher power. I don't believe in spirits or anything like that. I think that when you die, you're gone. And Keanu Reeves actually had a good answer to this question. He was asked, like, on a talk show. Somebody, like, asked him, what do you think happens when you die? And he thought for a moment. Keanu Reeves is actually a really great person. And he said, the people that love you will miss you. And that's what happens when you die. And so I don't, you know, but you said in the movie, and I'm going to quote you to your face.
Yeah.
When you die, you just wake up somewhere else.
Yep. It's interesting. Because you remember what happens in the movie during spoilers for Glitch in the Matrix. It's a documentary, but still, it shows Keanu Reeves dying and then waking up somewhere else.
Exactly, the very final scene in the movie,
which is very interesting. I firmly believe that. And if you remember what I say in the movie is because I've done it, and it's true. It's happened to me multiple times. The most famous, it didn't make it into the movie, but the director and I talked about it a lot. And I often wonder, when I say the director and I talked about it a lot, did we? Or did I just keep bringing it up and he listened to me talk about
Very patient man.
But I was this. It was a dream I had when I was between 3 and 5 years old. I was in a lighthouse, and three gorillas came in. They were gorilla, like actual, like hairy gorillas. Three gorillas came in and threw me out of the lighthouse, and I hit the ground and I died. And then I woke up and I was a kid. So I remember that. I remember that happening.
So here's my question, though. Like, we were also talking about reincarnation. And, like, if one soul is reincarnated into the life of another human or the life of an animal, what does it matter if you don't retain your memories from your previous lives? And you can say that's, like, what deja vu is, and that's what dreams are. It's your previous lives sneaking back into your subconscious. But when you die in a dream and you wake up here and blink, you're suddenly here, your previous life has died. Unlike that moment that you just mentioned where you remember that for the rest of your life, those dreams just kind of blink out of existence in your memory. So I'm sure I've died a number of times in dreams.
Those dreams blink out of existence in your memory.
In your memory.
Not in my memory.
Yeah. So you don't...
I retain a lot of dream memories.
Every single dream you've ever had.
Not every single dream, but almost all the ones where I've died. There are a lot.
How can you be sure, though, if you don't remember the ones you don't remember?
Well, I don't remember the things I don't remember in general. I mean, I'm not disputing that fact at all. Things I don't remember, gone. And so I don't know that I don't remember them. But I do remember a lot of dreams, and I remember a lot of dreams in which I've died.
So when you die, okay. So let's say you're dreaming, you get shot in the head, and you die in the dream.
Okay.
Bang, you're gone. You wake up, you're in bed, you're Paul Cootie.
Yeah.
All right. You go about your day. You think about that dream because it was like, wow, that was crazy.
Mm-hmm.
And then over the course of like the day, you forget it completely.
I stop thinking about the dream again.
You try to remember it, and you can't remember it.
Normally what happens... So there are two things. One is people... a lot of people talk about this. The idea that... All right. I'm going to give you the crazy Paul answer. And that's whatever reality you happen to be in encroaches on your mind. And the events that happen in the reality that you're in try to anchor you to that reality. So when I wake up and I'm Paul Goody, a lot of times the things that start flooding my mind are, oh, I've got to do this today. Oh, I've got to do this. Oh, I've got to. So, yeah, lots of times I don't have time to think about the dream I just had because there are so many other things happening. Now, what happens to me, perhaps more than other people, but other people have experienced this. You're going to know what I'm talking about when I say it. You're not going to go, oh, that's, what is that, Paul? You'll see something during the day and you'll be like, oh, that reminds me. I had a dream last night that I had a sandwich and inside the sandwich was a banana peel or something to that effect. Like you'll see a sandwich and a banana and you'll remember, oh, there's a banana peel inside my sandwich as an example, whatever. So dreams can encroach on our waking world, but as soon as you think about that, well, what's next? Oh, now I've got a meeting to go to in 5 minutes, whatever. So we don't dwell on our other realities that much in our waking life. And we don't normally, I mean, this is my experience, we don't necessarily dream about the same world over and over and over again when we dream. We usually have different experiences that don't all link together.
Usually.
There are some people I have heard that have that they have like a separate life that's their same life. Now, I have had events that do link up, but they're not all the same. They don't all link up, basically.
No, but it is quite remarkable when you're dreaming and like I dream of common places, right?
Yeah.
Constantly in the home I grew up in, constantly in my college dorm for some reason. And in these dreams, there's a whole history I can remember, which motivates my actions.
Now, let me ask you a really quick question. In those dreams about those places, is there ever like a road that you'd never gone down before? And you're like, oh, or a door or anything like
there's
is there an addition?
I mean, if you think about it, there's usually something kind of off about it.
Okay.
It's not a one-to-one scale replica. But this is going back to my my thinking about like what reincarnation is, right?
Yeah.
So you're basically getting, you know, the kid who got thrown off the lighthouse by the gorillas got reincarnated into the body of Paul Goody.
Yeah.
And all of Paul Goody's memories up until that point have just been implanted.
Can I tell you something really quick? Just a very interesting dream I had when I was like probably 8 or 9. African-American woman in a lab coat was putting me, an adult bearded man, into some sort of machine, telling him how I was going to be a kid. And then putting me into the thing, and then I woke up. And the thing is that the guy that I look like now is similar to that guy, even though I didn't look anything like this when I was a kid. So here's the question, right? Have I consciously groomed myself to look like the guy that I dreamt about when I was 8 years old or so? Possibly.
There's no answer for that. But
yeah.
I think, you know, the human brain is still, we do not know very much about it. We know a lot, but I mean, I'm sure within the next 30 years, we're going to learn a lot more. But, you know, 30 years isn't really that long a time. 1991 was 30 years ago, and it doesn't really seem like it was 30 years ago.
Wow, yeah, that is true. Speaking of 1991 and not knowing a lot about the human brain, I just want to share with you a really quick anecdote. One of my favorite things that happened whenever I was doing improv stuff. I remember who it was, too. It was Sarah Engelke. Sarah Engelke was doing short-form improv, and we were doing, you know, Whose Line Is It Anyway? The party. What do they call it when all these people show up? You know, they have a slip of paper that says who they are, and they show up. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, it's not Scenes from a Hat, but it's...
But it's like it, yeah.
And the host of the party has to guess who everybody else is.
Something like that. Yeah. So people show up. Sarah got the prompt, a monkey with a human brain. And what she did was just showed up and was like, and I clocked it and was like, where did you get that? Put that back. Wait. She's just a monkey the entire time. It was awesome.
Yeah.
Anyway, sorry, Ben.
That's a good read. That's a good read on that description.
Yeah, it's fun. It makes it more exciting.
In other news, Brian Posehn has not accepted my friend request yet.
Oh, no. Well,
But... something we talked about last week, which we thought was going to be an ongoing topic of discussion for weeks to come, actually is no longer. The Ever Given has been released from its accidental moorage in the Suez Canal.
And good for them. Good for Egypt for getting that out of there. You know, Egypt, Ben, modern country, for sure. This is something that was funny. I'm sure you saw this on TikTok, which you don't have. So I don't know.
A lot of that stuff gets reposted to Reddit. So
there was a person who was saying about how they'll tell you that human beings originated in Africa. It's not true. They originated in Egypt. And there's a guy who was like, Egypt is in Africa.
Yeah.
And it's one of those things. There's a comedian named Jimmy Tingle who told a joke that was, I visited Africa recently, excellent country. And he got some laughs, and it's very sad that when talking to people that I knew about that clip, they thought that people were laughing because Africa isn't that great of a country. Not because Africa is a continent, really? Not a country. That was his joke was, Americans don't know anything about Africa, which is true.
Right.
Well, not true. There are plenty of Americans who know stuff about Africa. This is a problem, and I'm trying to solve it and myself. When we talk about problems that Americans have, oftentimes, not always, but oftentimes, it's a certain segment of the American population that look a lot like you and me, more so than all Americans. Like for instance, a lot of Americans speak Mandarin. A lot of Americans speak Cantonese. We don't. Not much, anyway. But that doesn't mean that Americans don't. America is big enough that a lot of Americans, even if it's only a small percentage of Americans, there are still a lot of Americans who do something that people often say Americans don't do.
And there are a lot of Americans who have a very specific idea of what an American is.
Yes.
And those people seem to get this, you know, the late night news shows.
And, you know, the thing is, I feel like, I mean, as long as you and I don't do that, as long as we keep listening to people, those other people eventually won't be able to influence policies as much or anything like that. Because we're getting to be, you know, the senior people, which is really odd, but true. Not the senior citizens, Ben, but the, like, in an organization, right? There is still... Yeah. People older than me in organizations when I'm there, but not as many anymore. Like, the olds are off in their retirements or doing whatever it is that they're doing, and I'm one of the older people participating in society. I've talked about this before. I'm older than most cops I run into nowadays, which is weird.
How many cops do you run into?
Like two. Not a lot, but still.
Most... And then I back up and I run into them again.
But for instance, when I went to the COVID thing, all the military guys that were there were younger than me.
Yeah, it's because they start those guys at 18.
Yeah. But
when still... you're our age, you're either out or you're not working the COVID lines.
Yeah, exactly. When you're our... Oh, okay. And yeah, I was going to say, lots of people start these guys out at 18, but when you're our age... You're not 18, which is true. I thought that was going to be your point, but it's not. So, really quick, just checking in, because we're now 2/3 of the way done with the podcast. Any interactions from anywhere?
Nope. Well, actually, I haven't. As of when we started the show, there were no corrections sent in on the official email address of the show.
Which is Ben's email at yahoo.com at gmail.com. Indeed. I still, every time that we do it, I'm like, do we want to make it more accessible? And normally, no. No, I really, you know, the fact that we are alone, I've talked about this before on both my Twitter and TikTok feeds. The less subscribers you have, the less work doing something is. Like, if we had sponsors and money and a lot of listeners or whatever, people would be like, why don't you edit the podcast? Why?
It's a lot. I know, right?
Why don't you have music? Why doesn't it make any sense? Is it just you and Ben talking all the time? Why do you constantly talk over Ben? You know, that kind of thing.
Yeah, fortunately, we don't have anybody saying that.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, as the person who does everything,
yes.
I'm right with you, because I don't edit the show, which might be plainly obvious to anybody who listens. I take your audio file, I match it to my audio file, I listen for a little bit to make sure that it lines up properly as I'm creating the web page. And then I go to the very end, and I listen to the very end, and I chop off anything that needs to be chopped off. And hey, look, there's a podcast.
Hey, you know, there's something that I saw happen when they do international podcasting things. And I want to try it really quick. They count to 10 with one person doing odds and one person doing evens just to get a feel for the back and forth. So I'm going to start. Right, we're going to count to 10. I'm going to start with 1. You're going to say 2, so on and so forth. Okay, you ready?
Okay.
1. Yeah.
2.
3.
4.
5.
6.
7.
8.
9.
10.
Wow, see? That's kind of a lag, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
I was saying it as soon as you were saying it.
Exactly, and then but there were some beats between when I would say a number and when you would say the number.
All right, one more time. We're gonna do it one more time. Get your finger ready to snap. I'm gonna count down 3, 2, 1, and then we're gonna snap. 3.
Okay.
2.
Wait, on each other or alternate?
I'm gonna count down. I'm just gonna count, and when I get to, it's gonna be 3, 2, 1, snap. Right. Does that make sense?
Oh, I see. Okay, yeah.
3, 2, 1. Oh, man. That's nuts.
It's why we can't play music over the internet.
That's right. But it's funny because you and I have gotten pretty good at getting that space to sort of go away. We don't talk over each other as much anymore.
That snap is also a good sync point.
Hey, yeah. Well, we could do it. It's almost as though someone has come up with the idea that a quick, sharp sound is good for syncing up audio to anything else, well, like visual
you
things.
Know, it's,
or...
it's funny because sometimes when I'm lining up the audio, when I had my old phone and I would record your track too, it was real easy because I just lined up your audio tracks. But now I kind of have to do it by ear.
Yeah.
Or like what seems, you know, logical, right? But sometimes I can hear my track coming through your headphones.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it gets recorded onto your audio. And but where I line it up is not what you're hearing, and so there's this weird echo. So I don't know if I should like line it up based on what I'm hearing or line it up based on what you're hearing.
Yeah,
because those are two very different sync points, as we've discovered.
That's a really good question. Well, and in the end, we know that the brains of the people listening to it will match it up eventually. Anyway, so
indeed. Yerp. But no calls, no other emails.
Speaking of yarp, Edgar Wright's going to be doing something. He's working on a new film, and I forget what it is. Do you know?
Yeah? I do not, but I just heard that Sam Raimi was connected to something recently.
It might be a sequel
to
Baby Driver.
Directors.
I think that's might be what it is. Edgar Wright.
What happened at the end of Baby Driver?
Oh, I don't remember.
Did Baby get caught? I saw the movie once a few, like about a year ago, but I can't remember how it ended.
I want to say he got caught. Spoilers for Baby Driver that aren't really spoilers because neither Ben and I know what we're talking about.
Did Kevin Spacey go to jail in the movie?
Boy, I don't know.
He was in that.
Let's bring that guy back for the, no, I know, I want to say John Hamm died, but I don't know if that's true or not.
Oh. Well, too bad this isn't a show where we can do our research and talk about our subjects knowingly.
Exactly. It is true. For those of you who don't know, we have to mention the premise at least once. Ben and I know that it seems like this show doesn't do anything. Very true. But one of the conceits of it is that Ben and I have to work with what we have in our brains. We can't look anything up, either before or afterward in our... In our daily lives, we can, but we can't do any research for the show, and we can't look things up when we have questions, which is why we ask you, the listeners, to correct us. And sometimes people do. It's weird, though. You would think that a show built on telling people that they're wrong would be a big sensation on the internet. But, you know, exactly. We do not advertise. And that's part of the thing.
That's part of the fun.
Yeah.
Because if somebody finds us, it's very organic and worth more.
Exactly. In the end, if someone sticks with us, it means that they like us and we don't have to pander to anything. Pander always to me sounds like a sort of rural guy talking about pandas also. I've seen some of them panders. They're out there eating the bamboo. That kind of thing.
The bamber.
The bamber. Pander ate the bamber. So, you know the reason that
nasty
we're doing this...
Nasty creatures, pambers.
Oh, really? Pandas?
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Terrible, terrible creatures. They're not cuddly teddy bears.
Nasty how?
Go and like... look. There was... Well, I mean, how many... I don't know how many people have stuck their hands into a panda cage and gotten bitten.
Yeah.
But there was... I remember seeing one video where somebody was up... I don't know how this happened. The video didn't start until after the event occurred. But somebody was sitting about their back up against the panda cage. They're trapped in their coat, and the panda's like pulling on their coat.
Oh, no.
And I don't think a panda's ever killed anybody. Yeah,
I don't think a panda's ever killed anybody. Yeah.
But they're definitely nasty at times.
I remember that Jennifer, at one point in time, she was at a tobacco shop, and one of the guys at the tobacco shop was talking about getting a tattoo. And one of the tattoos he was thinking about getting was a panda. And his question was, are pandas very violent? and I laughed afterwards about it. But she was like, you know, yeah, can be. So there you go. That's part of it. I feel as though I should tell you that we are going on vacation. We're going to Santa Fe, and I was trying to remember who we knew who at least had lived in Santa Fe and who we knew who might live in Santa Fe now.
And we know a lot of people who used to and now do.
There are people who do live there now?
Yeah.
Oh. Maybe after the podcast, you can tell me some of them.
Yeah.
And I'll mention...
I'm just thinking of one specific
person. Okay, it's probably the same person I'm thinking of, and I wasn't sure, but now I'm pretty sure that we're
thinking of the same. We'll compare notes later on.
Also, I burnt my hand on some steam. I don't know if you saw that. I don't know if you can make it out.
Were you like opening up a pot of boiling water?
It's very, very, very close. Here's what happened. So we have an egg cooker, an automatic. It hard boils eggs. It's really great.
Nice.
So Jennifer made some eggs, and the thing went off and was beeping. And I was like, oh, hey, the thing's done. It's beeping. And she's like, well, just turn it off. So I turned it off. And then, you know, I went off and did something. And a little while later, it started beeping again. I'm like, huh, I thought I could have sworn I turned it off. And I lifted it up to see if there was anything wrong. And it was beeping because she had started making more eggs. And I wasn't tracking that. So I opened up the thing and all the steam came out and burned my hand. I'm feeling a lot better now, but last night it was super bad. Hurt me.
Yeah, burns are terrible.
Yeah. So yeah, but we're going to, we're driving.
You're driving to Santa Fe, which is why we're doing the show a day early, is because you're going to be out of town tomorrow.
So we're driving to Santa Fe and then we're going to hang out in a hotel there for 2 days and then we're driving back.
I've been seeing a lot of commercials online, and by a lot I mean two, for Omega Mart in Las Vegas.
It's funny that you mention it. We were going to go to Omega Mart in Las Vegas, but I was concerned because it was like a 23-hour trip or however long.
That's a more than a weekend trip driving from Edwardsville to Vegas.
And we could have flown. I mean, that would have been a possibility. But
yeah, but who wants to fly right now?
Exactly, that's right. Here's the thing. By the time summer rolls around, we will have had both of our shots. So
yeah,
a little bit more protected. Driving. And this is the thing. Omega Mart, I don't know if you know about this. Did I talk about this? Has a
you
sister,
mentioned it briefly last week.
Yeah, so it has a sister exhibit in Santa Fe.
Yeah.
So that's what we're doing. That's it's you're called going. The House of Infinite Return. And we'll see it. It seems like it's going to be fun.
There is a restaurant in Santa Fe, because Blair and I were in Santa Fe a couple years ago on a road trip.
Okay.
And there was a really nice restaurant. I don't know if it's open because of COVID and all that. But I'll see if I can find the name of it.
Yeah.
They did have outdoor seating.
Okay. Yeah. We'd be interested. And yeah, obviously, for those of you who are listening, we are going to be super safe. We do not want to spread diseases to anyone and all that. There are masks things everywhere at all the places that we're going. It is not 100% safe, but it's also not, you know, woo, spring break. It's sort of a
exactly
in between. And we've already covered on the podcast, I do play Dungeons and Dragons with my Dungeons and Dragons group like once a month.
Speaking of places that might not be safe during a pandemic, is the city museum shuttered?
City museum is open. The city Are museum they? Is open. Yeah, they have a TikTok feed that you can look at and you can find out their stuff. They wear masks. They try to do the best thing to be safety. But I will say that they were one of the last standouts. They didn't close when a lot of the places were closing.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I was a little bit conflicted about all of that. But I love City Museum. There's not a lot that they could do to make me feel bad about them. Even though, like I said, I still don't like the fact that they've become safer. To me. But
I want some danger in my adult playground.
Exactly. It used to be that you could die. Not really. But I mean, like, now if a slide's over a certain height, you have to have a supervisor, that kind of thing.
Oh, really?
Also, I'm not at my City Museum weight. I should have dropped, like, 20 pounds. because I like to be able to go everywhere. And right now, I will not fit through some of the things.
The only thing that really concerned me when we were bouncing through that joint when we were there a couple years ago was the little hole in the wall to the floor to the basement.
Yeah,
the cave kind of. It's like you're walking through an HVAC system, or not walking but crawling through an HVAC hole. That was a bit sketchy.
Yep. Exactly. And they have extraction teams for people who get caught in that, too. It's pretty great. Hey, speaking of extraction teams. Hey, Betty!
Have you seen the movie The Descent?
I believe I have. Spoilers for The Descent. Are there, like, creepy guys?
Yeah.
Like, yeah, I saw it.
Yeah. It's just this team of, I think it's mostly women who go caving.
I don't think it's just mostly women. I think it's exclusively women.
So only women? Yeah. And they run into monsters. It's a fun, scary movie.
Notice I said exclusively women, not only women. And that was a conscious choice on my part. Because only women, I mean, come on. Words mean things. Represent. No, Ben. But speaking of words meaning things and represent, it's Betty. Hey,
hi.
Betty.
Hey, Betty.
Here, put these on. Talk to Ben.
Oh, God.
Hello.
Hey, how's it going?
It's going good.
Look at your dad's hair. So you're back. Are you back in school now? Like, back at the school?
Yep.
How's that working out for you?
It's going good.
Like, does it feel like it used to feel, or are they doing things differently these days?
It feels mostly like how it used to feel. Also, I'm on spring break right now, so it doesn't really.
Ah, okay. Yeah. So are there, like, when you're in class, do they have the same amount of kids in class as they used to have before?
No, I'm pretty sure there are less because, you know, not everybody wants to actually come to school.
I dig that. Are you also still in band?
Yes.
Playing the drums, do I remember that correctly?
Yep.
Or percussion?
Yeah.
What's your your paradiddles and your I don't know what the other one is called.
No, I'm doing bells and stuff.
Oh, gotcha. Okay, cool. Alrighty. Does your dad's hair smell?
Nope. It just smells normal.
Thanks, guys.
Alrighty.
I'm gonna go.
Okay, see you, Betty.
Bye.
Bye.
Yeah.
So something.
I asked her if your hair smelled. That's why happened.
So check this out, Ben. I think you've seen this before, but so I'm crossing my eyes, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
And then I can move one eye forward, move the other eye forward. God. You see that, right?
This is the kind of quality content you get on the live stream that you don't get through the audio-only version.
So here's the thing. I did a TikTok with that in it, right?
Yeah.
And then I got these people coming into my comments who are like, wow, this is great. Do you think you could do it for a minute? Question mark. Oh, this is great. You know, I wonder. And here's the thing. I approached these very straightforward and very, oh, yes, I think I can do it for a minute. Here I go. I'm going to do this. But I feel like this must be what some content creators feel like when people go, wow, this is great. I wonder, could you do the same thing, but this time wear, I don't know, like some sandals? Oh, that's cool. Ha ha. I'd love to see what those toes look like painted. You know, that sort of thing. Just sort of being objectified, not totally necessarily, but
yeah.
And then for whatever reason somebody you can duet, right, where people are doing things side by side, and somebody duetted one of my eye crossing video things, you know, the one because somebody said, hey, I wonder if you could do it for a minute, and then other people could try to do it, and so somebody else tried to do it, and then I went on his feed and it was the same commenter going, wow, I wonder if you could do this. Can you do... So there is a subculture of people who are enjoying eye crossing things, and now
there's something for everyone.
I get why our mutual friend who everyone loved the song that he did and loved singing along to the song that he did decided to mess it up so that other people wouldn't sing. I have not crossed my eyes in a video for a very long time because I do not want to have that be my only thing, and I don't want to have that to be a draw. I don't want that to be, you know, the thing that people are coming to see.
Yeah.
I'm an artist.
That was an awesome performance. Not just because he pulled what he did, but he was on the bill as, you know, playing guitar, and he showed up to that evening and said, "Is there a guitar here I can play?" And so we actually had to find him a stupid guitar. Like normally, dude, we expect musicians to bring their own instruments.
I know it's weird, but yeah. One reason why I like playing the ukulele so much, very, very portable.
Yes.
I do like the concertina, but I can't play it. I'm not that good at it. I'm actually passable now at a ukulele. I can do, I can do stuff. I still need to read music though when I do it. I don't have like a real player will have songs that they've memorized that they can just whip out and play, and I can't do that yet.
We know a performance artist. I don't know if he still lives in Seattle, but he did basically on demand karaoke. He would like set up in a bar and with a keyboard, and people would just come say play any song, and he knew every song, and that was just like a talent I could not fathom. But,
wait,
you
do
know,
I know
happens
this?
When you
do
study.
I know this guy?
You probably well I'll get after the show. I'll okay. say who it is, yeah. and you probably you know who it is.
I'm sure I do.
But speaking of after the show, hey, look at the time.
Hey, yeah, it's gonna be after the show. After the show, when Ben and I get off of the live stream and stop recording the podcast, but talk for a little while later about all the stuff that you, the viewer,
spill
and
the tea
listener,
about everybody we're talking about.
Cannot know. So,
indeed,
become a Patreon subscriber and we'll let you listen to the things. We don't have a Patreon. Oh, Ben, hey, if you want to do something, Ben, set up a Patreon for us.
God, no. We have a Patreon for the Panel Jumper, and it's too much to...
Oh, okay. Well,
I bet you anything, if Patreon existed back in our heyday of, like, the mid-aughts, we probably would have set one up.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But no. No, we don't have one.
Anyway, all right.
Become our friend,
so,
and
hey,
then
Paul.
You can talk to us whenever you want.
Indeed. Indeed. You don't even need to give us money.
Hey, Ben. All right. Keep it wrong, buddy.
Paul, keep it wrong. Hey, Edward, keep it wrong.
Keep it wrong, Edward. Edward, what do you say?
Bye.
Okay, here, this is the microphone, Edward.
Stream
say
is
something.
Stopping.
Edward? Edward, what do you think? What do you think of the microphone, Edward? Edward, what do you think? What do you think? What do you think, Edward? Hi, Edward. Edward, can you say hi? Can you say hi to the microphone? Okay, he's not doing it. All right, bye, guys. Thanks for listening. Oh, there he is. Yeah, you hear him?